welcome back to Rise of the Podcast. I'm Kara.
And I'm Brownie. And Jeremy still hasn't earned the right to be back on the podcast yet.
I think we only have to do one more without him.
Yes. His super timeout is almost up.
Yeah, right? We'll finally let him out of the corner.
But only once he apologizes.
For leaving.
Yep. I was talking to him the other day, and he was giving me crap because we basically made the same joke last time. He's like, you're making me feel real bad about not being there.
Poor Jeremy. He was like, we were talking after we, you know, made the joke, like, oh, let's see if Jeremy even watches these. And he was like, how dare you guys think I wouldn't watch these? Of course I watch these. I watch all of them. Come on, guys. I'm like,
I know that that's a lie.
He did see that part, though, at least.
Yeah.
He watched at least 15 minutes of the episode.
Yeah. No, like, when I was talking, he's like, I'm watching the ones while I'm gone. He's like, I already had the conversation. Why would I watch it again? It's like, for the metrics, Jeremy.
Seriously. I feel like a lot of podcasters rewatch their stuff, don't they? Or do they not? Do they just kind of like...
I would just to be like, oh, why did we talk about that? Or that was sort of weird. Or like, oh, maybe we should try doing
whatever. Learn what to say, what not to say?
Yeah. I don't know.
Toot it.
I watch them again.
Yeah.
So.
I don't always.
Disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a horrible person.
Well, we all know that. You know, it's not horrible. Well, some of the animals of Star Wars aren't horrible. A lot of them are.
Yeah, there's some creepy, nasty things out there.
And that is the topic of today's podcast, is the animals of Star Wars.
Yes.
Pick up your animals of Star Wars calendar somewhere that actually makes them.
So I came up with the idea because pets, we've got pets. And so I asked him, so
it's like the Petco tagline, Petco, we've got pets.
Right? So I asked Chris, I was like, what is your favorite Star Wars animal? And you were like,
what? I was just like rattling. I was just sort of struggling to think of like, what are the Star Wars animals? And then Kara's listing them off. I was like, nope, I don't like those. Like, there's a lot of them indifferent about, like Banthas, indifferent about them. You know, it's like, I don't like them.
Sand people use those.
But I don't dislike them either.
But I'll tell you what, if you go to Galaxy's Edge and you try the blue milk, oh, some good stuff.
So, you know, like, and then there's things like, the space worm, which I already forgot the name of.
Space slug.
The space slug that lives in the thing or whatever. Like, I don't like that thing, but it's like, it's interesting. Minox.
Looked it up.
Boo.
Yeah, Minox. But yeah, looking it up, the space slug, like I said, looks like a whale.
It looks like a stinking whale.
Like it's just a gray, dried out whale. It's like, here, whale, have some lotion.
Yeah, there's no Neutrogena in space.
No, there's not. Poor thing. So yeah.
So ashy.
I know, right? Boy, you need a skin routine.
Yeah, for real. It's like, you're out in space. There's no reason you shouldn't be able to get some sun.
So there's that. You didn't like Minox.
No, they're always chewing on the power cables.
Okay, so Grawlix, they're in the Thrawn books, and I don't know how much I want to say because it's in the new Thrawn book.
That's fine. People don't read that watch our podcast.
I read. Actually, if you're literate and you watch this podcast,
comment down below that you know how to read.
So no, there's the Grawlix. They are a larger cousin to the Minox, and they feed on some sort of illegal... fuel.
Oh, okay.
In the book, people are trying to they've installed into ships to cause the Grawlix to attack the ship. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
It's a really interesting book. If I'm horrible at explaining things, so if you want to know, listen or read the book.
Yes,
it's a good book. I like it. Timothy Zahn is. Really good.
He knows how to write things.
He does.
I'm trying to think. So, like, there's all those, like, weird fish and stuff on Naboo. I don't like any of those.
Yeah. They're kind of... There's always something bigger.
Yeah.
How does that line go?
There's always a bigger fish.
There's always a bigger fish. Yeah.
Man, what other... Like, I thought... Oh, like, there's the Zillow Beast.
I like the Zillow Beast.
I haven't seen the episode, so I can't pass judgment yet.
I know.
I guess technically there's two episodes.
Yeah, so you're... It's going
to... It's coming up. I see it down the horizon line of my episodes.
Are you watching it chronologically, or are you watching
I'm watching it based on the Star Wars ordering.
Okay.
So it's, I see it, yes. Well, so... the carries different connotations when you say chronologically. I'm watching it in in the internal timeline order.
So you're not
the chronology of their release, the chronology of the internal timeline.
I guess when I say chronologically, that's like based in the Star Wars timeline, when would each episode have taken place?
So, yeah. So, but I see it, like, it's looming.
You see it there.
It's like, it says the Zillow Beast. And it's like, I know Jeremy likes it.
I like it. So. The Zillow Beast. May he live forever.
You're going to spoil the episodes for me.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I love the Zillow Beast.
So there's...
Tracy Canobio likes the Zillow Beast.
Which is totally acceptable.
Yes. Her Twitter picture is the Zillow Beast.
So then, you know, I was like thinking of other things or whatever. And I don't know.
Sarlaccs are... Okay, so... Sarlaccs are kind of cool, but once you see...
They're good at eating Mandalorians.
When you see... Right? When you see its full body underground, I mean, that's stuff of nightmares.
See, like...
It's gross.
When I try and think of that, like, I feel like the Sarlacc pit's like an upside-down diglet. Like, so you never see the bottom of a diglet. You never see the top of
that's
a Sarlacc.
That's funny. That's true. It's like a diglet.
Which is Dugtrio is my favorite Pokemon, even though they've ostensibly made him the worst ever. But he just needs another evolution.
No, the worst ever would be like Metapod or whatever. Like, what does he do? Harden! Harden more! Harden!
That's the best the best thing ever with the two Metapods fighting.
They don't do anything. No, it's Metapod and what's the other one?
It was two Metapods that were fighting where there's like, it's like, I'm going to hit it with a signature move. Harden.
What's the Beedrills?
Oh, that's Kakuna.
Kakuna.
Exactly the same thing, but
right.
One becomes a really crappy bee and one becomes a really crappy butterfly.
Butterfree
is one of my favorite Pokemon.
I was going to say, Butterfree is so cute and Ash feels so bad when he trades him in.
So he sets him free to go live with the other Butterfrees.
He does. He trades him first.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he trades him for Eradicate.
Oh, pfft. Any trade for Eradicate's a trade that you should regret.
So he trades him, and he feels horrible. And I forget how he gets him back. But then, yeah, later in the later episode, he frees him so he can be with the love of his life.
Yes. Who says romance is dead?
This is quickly turning into a Pokemon animal.
Yeah, well, so anyway. But, yeah, so the like, and I was talking to Karen, like, the Sarlacc pit. Like, it's not a pit anymore because there's a thing inside of it, right? So it's like, it's just a Sarlacc now.
It's like the tube in Mario where the thing goes...
Yeah, the piranha plants.
Yep.
So, except the piranha plants are actually cool. And the beak of the Sarlacc pit is just like an avocado. It's like, oh no, I got eaten by a healthy fruit.
Oh, dang it. Avocado's
a fruit?
I'm gonna be digested for 1,000 years. Wouldn't you die first?
Yeah.
Like, just a whole
But your body would just be in there for a long time. So you can go harvest that Beskar.
Just sit around for 1,000 years waiting for the thing to poop?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So do Sarlaccs migrate or are they stationary? How do they happen?
I would assume they stay in place because Jabba knew exactly where to find the Sarlacc pit.
So, and it's like, then how do you make new ones then? It's like, you just like, you dig a hole and if you wish real hard, a Sarlacc will be born.
Maybe they're asexual like the space slug.
Oh yeah, that's a thing that I didn't want to know. Like once a space slug gets big enough, it just makes
divides,
a second one.
Yeah, it separates into a second space slug and has babies.
Yeah, no thanks.
But they weigh out to what do we say? Like a million kilograms or something?
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Ridiculous. As big as a capital ship, it said.
It's freaking huge.
So
it's ginormous.
You know, I feel there's like, because you mentioned in, was it Rebels, you see like the ancient, like giant hyperspace aliens or whatever.
Pergil.
The Pergil.
Pergil are cool. So, like, those are awesome.
I'm surprised that they don't, so the spoilers for Rise of Skywalker, there's a scene where they run these space horses on top of a Star Destroyer.
They should have used Pergil, 100%.
Yeah, it's like, it seems like there's so many like cool, like giant, like monsters they could have recruited out of their side.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like that's neither here nor there. But so up to this point, I've been like, there's those things too. Whatever those are, we forgot about those.
These guys?
Yeah, space owls.
Starts with the C.
Core.
Oh my
blimey.
Gosh, my brain is. It's Corv something. C O R V something.
Croissant.
The bird's name is Morai. Morai. Star Wars.
So again, I haven't encountered those yet, so I don't know if I like them or not.
Convor.
Convors. So, like, they seem like they'd be pretty cool. Owls are my favorite real-life animals, so.
No, they're super cool. So Ahsoka, Morai actually hangs out with Ahsoka. He's kind of like her guardian, more or less. So, I don't want to spoil it. Have you come across son, daughter, and father yet?
No.
Okay. Gonna...
Yeah, so that's but whatever. So I haven't like so there's a lot of animals I haven't experienced yet. But it took us a long time to like we forgot the porgs existed. And I know, the best. Like,
seriously, so, how did we forget porgs?
So porg is my favorite Star Wars animal so far.
He's so cute. I love them. Because I was gonna say what about but Ewoks are they're not animals.
Yeah,
they're
a sentient species.
Yeah. Yep. So porgs. One thing I was shocked to read was that they have names. Rose and Ray went and were like, I'm going to name all the porgs.
So does it say how many total porgs? Because like, there's a few of them on the Millennium Falcon. I assume those are the ones that got names.
Mm-hmm. So there's 10
names. Porgs? Oh my gosh, how does Chewie not destroy all of them?
So their names are Dita, Erky, Ursi, Erky, it's a C, I don't know, Jord, Maddie, Nini, Porg Stowaway. Puffy.
I like Puffy's a good name for a porg.
Snappy. Turbis and Tasali.
Okay. Puffy the porg, my favorite. The porg.
Yep, I think I like that one the best.
Objectively the best porg.
I think Porg Stowaway is hilarious.
That's like they ran out of names. They're like, yeah, Porg Stowaway.
Oh, look at how cute. Okay, so here's a drawing of Puffy.
It's a porg.
Isn't he cute?
It's adorable.
It says, Puffy, my good luck charm. You look hungry. He's so happy. He's just like,
what do porgs, what do porgs eat?
Fish, I'm assuming.
So, like, they got to stop off at the space pet food store to make sure that all their porgs get fed? Or?
Well, let me see. I don't know. I mean, they're coastal birds. You'd assume their food is...
Yeah, unless they're green milk drinkers.
Oh, there's a picture of porglets. I don't know.
Compelling content here.
I know, right? I'm sorry, guys.
I never really thought about the animals of Star Wars that much. And at first, I was like, oh, that doesn't seem like there's that many. But there's a ton of different animals flying around out there.
Fish.
Okay. Fish. So.
Yeah, makes sense. There are a lot of different animals. But yeah, porgs. I love them. A lot of people hate them.
Yeah, well, whatever. We're not friends, those people.
Salty people who are like, 4, 5, 6 only.
Okay, boomer.
So funny thing. I had a patient the other day, and we were talking about Star Wars and how we love all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have favorites. We've got ones that, you know.
Just like children, we have favorites.
But nobody wants to admit it. But he was saying he has a friend who's a 4, 5, 6 only, but he refuses to watch the last half of Return of the Jedi. Because of the Ewoks. He hates the Ewoks, and so he'll watch 4, 5, 6.
Boo.
I know, it's like, dude.
Why even bother watching? It's like, I'm going to watch Harry Potter, but I'm not going to watch any of the scenes with Ron in them.
I don't want to see the happy ending, so I was like, okay. Have fun being a salty old curmudgeon-y person.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like porgs.
I do too. I think they're so awesome.
Cute. They're hilarious. And it was a happy thing, because what was it? Puffins that were on?
Yeah, something.
That they weren't able to just out. So they ended up just making little porks.
I'm all on board with them.
Yeah. I should have worn my pork shoes today. Oh, well. Lame. So,
I feel like... And comment down below what your favorite animal in Star Wars is.
Yes.
So Salacious Crumb, as it turns out, the Quacking Monkey Lizards aren't animals. He was a court jester.
I mean...
And I don't like him either, so he wouldn't have made the list anyway.
No, I know. He's annoying. He's like... It's like, dude, take a chill pill.
Yeah. It's like, just because he's laughing doesn't mean the joke is funny.
Exactly. That's exactly it. I feel people laugh at their own jokes if it's not that funny. Like, it's funny, guys. Come on.
Get the joke.
Get it?
So, but speaking of things that are in Jabba's palace, there is another famous pet.
Yes. So, the Rancor. And we actually did a Star Wars Every Day.
We did.
On the Rancor.
Facebook.com/RiseOfThePodcast.
Exactly. So it actually has an interesting backstory. So, and Chris didn't want me to tell him.
Yeah, because I like, why waste the content? We've got minutes to fill here, Kara.
We do have minutes to fill. I'm sorry.
We're obligated to provide the best interactions possible to our wonderful fans.
You guys get to watch me read off my phone.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, so the Rancor was not initially meant for Jabba. It was actually being transported from the Tarsan system by Grizzid for a Bothan merchant named Grendu. But it broke out, killing Grizzid and his crew and causing the ship to crash on Tatooine.
Oh.
At that point, a Jawa sandcrawler captain named Teal Kak. Teal Kak? I don't know. It's K-K-A-K. How would you say that?
I would not say that on the internet, whatever you just said. I had to mute myself when I was coughing. I literally almost blacked out. I was like, I couldn't catch my breath, but I could feel like the tunnel vision starting. I was like, oh no, I'm going to fall over.
Teal Kak? Sure, we'll go with that.
We'll just say a Jawa sandcrawler captain.
There we go. We'll go with that. He found the wreckage and he told Bib Fortuna and Bidlo Quirv. And they went and they got it and they gave it to Jabba. So it was meant for a Bothan merchant. Many Bothans would have died for this.
Yes.
Anyway, that's what they gave it to him. And then he just kind of kept it as a pet, feeding people he didn't like to it. People who pissed him off a little bit. Okay, say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
I don't know.
It's our show. We can say whatever we want.
It's our show. That's true.
Butts.
All right. And then obviously he died at the hands of Luke Skywalker, which apparently Luke felt bad about. So.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have any other choice. It was either smush him with a door or the Empire wins.
Yep. So. Anyway.
And then, there was the person with the pupper you were going to talk about.
Yes. So, there is a, it's a weird looking dog, but it's a Vorpak. And the first time I saw it was in the TV show Resistance, owned by Tora Doza. She has a Vorpak named Buggles. It has 6 legs, and it pees purple.
Too much, what's that?
TMI.
No, what's the, what's that, like,
Beets?
Yeah, too many beets.
See, so funny story.
You figured out where I was going with that.
So my family has, a compost pile out in the woods, and my old dog, he had gotten into the compost pile, and my mom had just thrown out a ton of beets. So he got into that, right? And my older brother went to take him, take him for a walk, and he peed red. And my brother was like, Coco's dying! Like, he came back absolutely freaking out, like, thinking our dog was going to die. And we eventually realized that, no, he's not dying. He's pink, red, purple, whatever, because he ate all the beets my mom threw out. I know.
Bad dog.
I tell you, dogs be dogs.
Yep.
Oliver gets on the counters all the time and eats everything he shouldn't.
But I was playing a game recently just for a couple hours with Lee, a friend of mine. And he ordered a pizza, and he's got a couple of dogs. He's got a, what is it now? It's one of those gigantic fuzzy dogs. Like a
Great Pyrenees?
No.
They're really fuzzy, like Asian?
They're just like big, bulky barrels.
And their face is just like poof.
What is it?
Are they brown?
His is black.
His is black. Oh, what I think I know what
like
you're talking about.
Like a Mastiff or something like that.
I
don't know what it is.
Anyway.
It's a giant. This dog is like 200 pounds. It's massive.
Dang. Can ride it as a horse.
Yeah. And so Lee had ordered a pizza or whatever. And then like he sat on his bed and he turned around to do something. And the dog just straight up just like grabbed the box and ran away. It just stole all of his pizza. And it's like, oh, that's the worst thing a dog could ever do.
Oh, that would, I'd be devastated. Especially if you have it delivered. It's like, dog. So. Oliver goes into our sink, and if there's any cooking utensils in there, he will take them out of the sink. Like, he will get up there. We have tall counters, too.
Yeah.
And he'll hop up there. He'll stick his face in the sink. He'll pull out whatever he decides he wants, and he'll eat it. I came home the other day, found a spatula just decimated.
Time to put him on timeout, too.
Yeah. He always knows when he does something wrong, too. I'll pick it up, and he'll look at me like...
It definitely wasn't one of the cats that did it. We know that much.
We do know that much. Anyway, Buggles.
Yes.
The Vorpak. So you've got Tora, who has as a pet. And then as I was reading about it on Wikipedia, Kira actually has a shirt lined with Vorpak fur. So she's kind of the Cruella de Vil, I would say, of Star Wars.
Of Star Wars.
Tora has as a pet, and Kira's like, my luscious
Vorpak. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Well, so then when Kira told me that, I was like, well, if Oliver ever met it on Timely Demise, would you line a shirt with Oliver hair? And she said no. And it's like, you know, you can remember and be like, wear your Oliver shirt.
That's weird, though. Like,
is it weird?
Yeah.
Is it weirder than taxidermy?
Would you skin Toby and turn him into a hat?
I mean, I wouldn't do it to him, but I would pay somebody to make me like a Daniel Boone hat, but it's Toby. But then also I have like the angry face that he has, so it looks like he's like curled up on my head.
So we brought Floyd to the vet. I brought Floyd to the vet yesterday, and... The vet assistant and I agreed that Foley has an RBF.
Oh, yep.
100% does.
All tuxedos just look incredibly angry all the time. They're just like...
Yeah, Floyd's just like... you know?
And they like to headbutt super hard. They're just like... Like, I'll be sitting there doing something, and Toby, who's also a tuxedo, will run up, and he'll just do ramming speed into the back of my leg. Like, it's time to pay attention to me. Smash!
What the heck? Cat? I almost said dog. Cat? Okay, let's be real. Tuxedos are big enough to be dogs.
Yes. I've never seen a thin tuxedo cat either.
Heck
They're
no.
All
They're
just
all just
big boys.
They thick.
Yep. So.
Oh, man. I love Fat Foldy. He's a good kitty.
You know how he got his name Foldy, right?
You named it. You started calling him Foldy, didn't you?
Jeremy was trying to spell Floyd's name, and instead of spelling it F-L-O-Y-D, he spelled it F-O-L-D-Y.
That's funny.
So that's how he got the name Foldy.
And now I call him Fat Foldy, or Fatty Lumpkins. Do you know where Fatty Lumpkins is from?
I'm going to guess it was some sort of children's novel.
No.
I do not know then.
Lord of the Rings.
That's a children's novel.
Have you tried reading Lord of the Rings?
I did, as a child.
You may have known The Hobbit. Lord of the Rings. Oh, Lord of the Rings. Lord.
I'm not going to say I comprehended a lot of it, but I definitely read it.
Oh, man. It's a hard read. Not going to lie. I love it, but there's a lot of stuff to go through. Anyway, Tom Bombadil rides Fatty Lumpkins.
Okay. Now I'm just imagining Tom riding around on... Floyd. He's a hobbit, right? Yeah.
Tom
Bombadil? Is he not?
No.
I thought he was.
He is like basically the most powerful being in Middle Earth. Like physical being in Middle Earth.
Better than Gandalf?
Yeah. Well, like you need to reread the Tom Bombadil section. Like this guy, he's able to take the ring, put it on, and the ring has zero power over him.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
An incorruptible person.
Yeah. So, like, he doesn't give two farts about the ring. So, like,
why didn't they give it to him to bring to Mount Doom?
I think they tried to, and he was like, nah, this is you guys.
I've got Bombadil stuff to do, guys.
Right? So, like, if Gandalf, like, Frodo offered Gandalf the ring, and Gandalf was like, nope, I don't want it because, hey, you know what? I could be corrupted by it.
Yeah, isn't it like the more powerful you are, the more easily corrupted by it you are? Isn't it that sort of like the thing?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought that was kind of like the thing behind it. Like the people that were powerful were more easily turned to the will of the ring, which is why they gave it to a hobbit, because hobbits aren't a powerful race at all.
Because the ring has no use for them, more or less.
So, yeah, that's kind of what I
know. Anyway, Tom.
That might have just been a theory I saw.
Tom is a very powerful being. So, I don't know. Cool.
Yep.
Awkward silence.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's like, okay, we're like, well, Jeremy's gone. We can just be a Lord of the Rings channel.
We could. could be. I could. I mean, have AJ on. I told AJ, I was like, we talked about Lord of the Rings at one point, didn't we?
Yeah, it comes up from time to time.
And AJ was like, why didn't you have me on? I was like,
you've been inviting him on since like day one of doing this.
Since the dawn of time. Since the dawn of Rise of the Podcast. I'm like, dude, there's a space on the couch next to me. Come and talk. And he's like, we'll see.
Need to make a we'll make a spin-off channel, The Lord of the Podcast.
Right. Lord of the Podcast.
So
it'd be a good channel.
Yeah, we got a new wallpaper back there. It's just
I'll
like,
come in my Ringwraith costume, just
freak everybody out.
I made it for AJ's birthday 1 year, and it's just this black fabric, this black kind of scratchy fabric, because that's what it looks like. And like, I've got the hood over, and then I put like a sheer black material over the face. Like, you can see through, but you can't see in it.
Yeah,
and
because so of the way light works. Yeah,
because you can't see my face, and it was pretty good. We it was for his 13th birthday. I made him an Aragorn costume. And my brother and I, we had our Nazgul costumes, and we chased him and his friends around the woods. They thought it was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We were good siblings. At the same time, we were horrible siblings. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
I'm trying to think of any other Star Wars animals.
I had another one listed, and what was it? And I'm just like, brain farts up the wazoo. I had Loth cats listed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're pretty cool.
I am unfamiliar.
So they're in Rebels, because Rebels takes place in Lothal. And actually, at the end of the Thrawn book, Thrawn is headed to Lothal to take care of the Rebels, specifically.
I thought you were going to say to take care of a Loth cat. He's cat sitting for somebody.
They're just they're a wild, feral cat, if you will. That just kind of, I mean, some are nice, some are cat holes. Like all cats.
Yeah. Seems pretty standard.
Right. And Ezra's able to, you know, like, at one point in the show, he has this connection with creatures.
Okay.
And so he is able, you know, to, like, make a Loth cat attack an Imperial droid.
Mm.
So he and his friends can get away. But then they finally actually made it real in The Mandalorian. In the episode when he meets Cara Dune, you see him and the child walking into the tavern, whatever you want to call it. And the Loth cat hisses at Baby Yoda.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember that? I do remember. So that's a Loth cat. They finally made it. When I saw it in the show, I was like, yes! Loth cats are cool. I mean, you know. One of my favorites, though, is the Loth Wolf.
Is that like another doggo type?
Yeah, they're wolves, but they're, like, huge. They're huge.
Like Rancor huge, or, like, AT-AT huge, or what's the...
So, you can post a picture, right?
I suppose.
Star Wars Celebration. We'll post the picture, like, somewhere.
Where Jeremy would be if he wasn't on timeout.
Exactly. So I'll send Chris the picture and we'll post it. But I actually stood next to like a life size one, in the Star Wars Celebration store, and the thing came to like, you know, here.
Oh, that's
me.
The thing you have the plushie of, right?
Yeah. Yeah. This, we don't have him in here, but yeah.
I think he's out there somewhere.
Yeah, he's out there. So yeah, it's that thing, but they're huge.
Okay.
And I think they're like force animals more or less. I have to sneeze. I'm sorry. Right.
If you can hold it for a minute and 4 seconds, we'll be out of tape.
All right. I'm good. Anyway, Loth wolves are cool.
So those are some of the animals of Star Wars, most of which I either don't know of or I dislike. Porgs, best animal so far. Convors might be something that I appreciate.
You will like convors. They're awesome.
So if you made it this far into the video, you should probably give us a like. We've spent a lot of time together now. And if you don't like us, why are you hanging out with us so much? So like the video, comment down below what your favorite Star Wars animal is. Subscribe if you're not already. Ring the notification bell if you want to be notified every time we upload a video. Thank you guys so much for watching. And of course,
may the Force be with you.